The Brady Report.
Let's talk to our good friend Enda Brady in the United Kingdom. Enda Brady, good morning. How are you today?
Good, Simon. Yeah, great to speak to you again. A very happy Easter to all our listeners.
Yeah, you too. You too. These climate change activists you talked to us about yesterday, they're targeting Heathrow today, are they?
That is the plan. They've put this out there on various different interviews they've done, social media and what have you, and the authorities say they will be clamping down, that they will be protecting the airport. This is day five. They reckon they're going to last for a fortnight. They've caused huge disruption in central London the past few days. Waterloo Bridge, Parliament Square, Marble Arch, Oxford Circus, all kind of key traffic hubs in the city. And these environmental campaigners from a group calling themselves Extinction Rebellion, they've caused huge, huge problems. And later today, they are saying they will target Heathrow Airport. Let's see what happens.
What are the police doing, Enda?
Not very much. I mean, I was on Waterloo Bridge the other night and there was maybe 1,500, 2,000 people on the bridge, and every few minutes police would go in, ask someone to move, and if they didn't move, they would be arrested. They've made about 400 plus arrests so far, but I think, you know, we're reaching a stage now where London needs to keep moving and the police, in all honesty, need to get a bit tougher.
Hey, Ender, is this the weekend where the Premier League could be decided?
Yeah, it's an interesting one coming up. It really, really is. So first big game of the weekend will be Manchester City, fresh from getting knocked out of the Champions League by Tottenham Hotspur, up against, guess who? Tottenham Hotspur. So it's a rerun. And obviously, if it was a league fixture from the other night, Man City won that game 4-3, despite getting knocked out on the away goals rule, 4-4 on aggregate. All they want this weekend is 3 points. Let's see if Tottenham can get a draw, perhaps even win without Harry Kane. And then on Sunday, it is Cardiff City against Liverpool. I think, in all honesty, Simon, City will win. I think Liverpool will win. And then we've got 3 rounds of fixtures left to go. It's all to play for.
All roads lead to Friday, August 23rd, Enda Brady, when you're over here at Gloucester Park. We'll have you here for a week and you'll be in and out of the station, which we're looking forward to. But people should come along, hey, and have a nice meal and see you race a racehorse and catch up with Millsy and everybody. So it's looking good. People should get stuck into this.
Oh, Simon, it's going to be a great night. We've got the Beau Rivage restaurant down at Gloucester Park. One night only, I'm going to be running against a racehorse at Gloucester Park. Millsy's organised this. God knows, I'm half expecting Winx to turn up, knowing Millsy, or some show pony from Cal, in all honesty. I simply don't know. But you know what? It's all for a good cause. We're raising a few quid for Breast Cancer Care WA, and then on the Sunday, I'm going to run City to Surf, and I'm very, very excited. So still a few tickets left. You can get them from Gloucester Park or from the switchboard at 6pr, August 23rd, Friday night. Let's have a wonderful evening.
Can't wait. Happy Easter, Enda.
Happy Easter, guys, and I will talk to you all on Monday.